Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show. We're going to do something a little bit out of character, a lot out of character for this show. Way out of character for this show. We've just received information that the Los Angeles Police Department is asking actively for the help of the community and the public in solving this Bonnie Lee Blake murder. And that would indicate to me, Mike, and you tell me different if it's the case, they've got very little to go on. That perhaps the gun is not telling them anything, although they did find the gun in a dumpster a couple of blocks away, that the gun is not giving them any leads, especially as it pertains to the one guy that everybody thinks did it, Robert Blake. I mean, come on. Not everybody, but everyone. You know, this is OJ all over again. Everybody's an expert. Well, we're going to give you the opportunity this hour, a once-in-a-lifetime, one-time-only shot on the Phil Hendry Show to check in on how you feel about the Robert Blake situation, this terrible crime involving his wife, the Bonnie Lee Blake murder. And our number is 1-800-449-8686, and you can call us and tell us what you think, what your pet theories may be, what your speculation may be, and you may also want to sit back and just listen to the people as they check in and hear what they have to say about this. Because it gets curiouser and curiouser, as some creature in a fairy tale said once, and I don't know who. Let's go to our calls now, 1-800-449-8686. And this is Joe. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good.
I'll tell you this, and this is really kind of where I am right now with it, and I was talking to my wife a little bit. I have to say that I agree, but I also disagree with much of what you're saying. You make a good point, but you also miss the point as well. And
well, go ahead. Tell me what it is.
I think that this guy, Mr. Blake, could have done it, okay? I really believe that he could have done it. And I think what a lot of people don't understand is that he could have done it, and by the same token, he might be innocent too. You see what I'm saying?
You mean he shot his wife, but he's innocent?
No. He didn't.
All right, well, you're saying I'm making a point, but I'm missing the point? What point did I make, and what point did I miss?
All right, well, fair enough. The point you make about Robert Blake being suspected by everyone, I think, is valid, but I think you missed the point. And the point is that he is a person like any other person who would be in the world.
Two arms, two legs.
Two arms, two legs, a head. And that he could have done it.
All right, so the point that I make is that he is suspected by everybody, but I missed the point that he could have done it.
I think that's right. And that's the deal that I talked about with a lot of my friends, too. When we heard you talking about this, I said, I'm going to call him up because I always listen to your show, and I tell all of my friends about the Phil Hendry radio program every day. It's so delightful.
Thank you.
And I said, I'm going to call him up and say to him, that's where we have to, and if the LAPD, we know, they couldn't find a toothpick that a guy spit out of his mouth 2 minutes before. That's how bad they are. And I'll say that until the day I die.
All right, sir. Well, I gotta go.
But one more thing, Phil.
Yeah.
Did you see this article in the paper?
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Hi, Jim, how you doing?
Phil, I'm doing really good. I will tell you, if this happened in a poor area, nobody would have ever heard about the damn case, because it was just another black man getting popped in the hood, you know. And that's the thing, I think.
You mean, in other words, if it was the victim of the crime was black?
The victim of the crime was black. You see what I'm saying? In other words, if he's a black man, Well, then the police are not going to do anything about that. Not, you know, but everybody tells you about how they'll be. But there'll never be another man like him.
Who, Robert Blake? I don't know.
I don't think there'll ever be another man like Robert Blake. But I'll tell you right now, if the victim had been a black, I love Beretta, don't get me wrong. But if the victim had been a black, if this man had been black, Robert Blake would be more play to the thing, you know.
Well, O.J. Simpson was black.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, so I don't know what you just said to me, okay?
All right, that's good.
Okay, great. Would you like to restate it, or do you want me to hang up?
No, I got to get going, Phil, but I love your program.
Because I don't understand anything you just said.
Okay.
Great. Thanks a lot for nothing, okay?
You bet, Phil.
Great. That was nice. Fantastic. What? Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello.
Mr. Henry, first time calling to your podcast.
Yes, sir.
I was, like every other talk show, you have, I believe, no compassion for the victim. A woman, this was a woman who died, and I'd like you to remember that. I'd like all of your people, I think we should all understand, it's a woman who died. She's not half dead. She's not in a coma. She is dead.
And I don't have any compassion. How is it that I don't have any compassion for the victim?
Because all you're talking about is the possible perpetrator, which you, sir, have attributed so far to being Robert Blake, the actor, formerly of Beretta, or whatever the nonsense is. I believe that the real possibility is that this woman was sought out by some underworld elements who also, could have had it in for her. The man had called. He said they'd been threatened. And so I don't think that, I think the jury's in. It could have been a suicide. Didn't they find even, they found a man with his mouth duct tape shut and his hands tied, and they figured out it was a suicide. So I think that...
I see. So she killed herself or drug dealers did it?
I think that it could have been a combination of both things. In other words, what I'm saying is...
How could it be the combination of both things? Either you killed yourself or a drug dealer did it.
I think, if I can finish my comments, sir, because you are very, very rude, and I've heard you before on your podcast, I believe that she was in the process of shooting herself when the drug dealers came along and discovered her, and she handed the gun over to them and said, well, why don't you go ahead and finish it for me? And they said, gladly. By the positioning of the weapon and by the powder burns on the hands of the perpetrators that the police have not found yet, I think would indicate that.
And Now you just said something there. Powder burns on hands of guys the police haven't interviewed yet. How do you know they got powder burns on their hands?
Because I am assuming, sir, that if they did the crime, that they would have powder burns on their hands. And this is the reason why I don't listen to your show anymore. And I'm going to tune back over to whatever else there is. Oh, you mean there isn't anything else? My wife said there's nothing else on. I'm going to stay listening to you and try to make some sensibility out of this nonsense. And
hello? Okay, well, whatever that was. 1-800-449-8686. Okay, Alf, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
I got to tell you something. I get a great kick out of your program all the time. I love your program. And I'm a widower. My wife died 5 years ago.
And you needed to tell me that why.
That's what I always do. Every talk show that I call, the first thing I say is, I'm a widower, my wife died. And that way I can get the sympathy of the host or the other callers. You see, so it doesn't pertain to anything. It has absolutely no bearing on anything. I just start off when I go into the supermarket, when I go to the butcher shop, if I'm getting my car washed, I get out, what kind of wash do you want, sir? I'm a widower, my wife died 5 years ago, give me the $5 deluxe. But I want to say this, Phil, I can't believe, and I really mean this.
Tell us how you feel, Ralph.
All right, that an Italian's being accused of murder. Everybody knows that the Italian people are not capable of violence. There's no history in the Italian people of being violent. But we're always being blamed for this crap. And I think that it is racist. I think that it is ethnicity. Ethnic cleansing. I don't think it's clean. Whatever it is, they're not cleansed. And that's the thing that pisses me off about the Los Angeles Police Department. They are as corrupt and as rotten as old wood on the bottom of a bilge barge that they pulled out of the ocean years ago. But I got to tell you something. My nephew is a cop, and I love him very much. So, you know.
Get out of here. All right. 1-800-449-868. Well, there you go. There's a guy who doesn't believe an Italian could have done it because the Italian people couldn't do that. And whatever the hell else. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Doing something a little different on the Phil Hendry Show tonight. We are opening our phone lines up this hour and this hour only to your comments. And we've heard a varied amount of comments on the Robert Blake, Bonnie Lee Blake murder mystery. I don't want to engage in any hyperbole. I don't want to be dramatic or melodramatic, but that's really what it is. It is a mystery. And it is an interesting mystery because this involves someone who was very much in the public eye for a long period in our culture, Robert Blake. We love our actors, and we certainly do get interested in the shenanigans and otherwise tragic events of their life, and the good events as well. I guess that's why they sell tabloids, huh? 1-800-449-8686. Let's just go to another phone call. Doris, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hello, Phil.
Hi.
Hi. Really great show tonight.
Thank you.
Wanted to mention to you that you're really falling prey, I think, to a problem that a lot of the talk radio shows do. You get involved in discussing...
No, wait a minute, Dorit.
No. I want to finish what I have to say. You had your say, I get mine. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
I think that the murder of a celebrity or a celebrity's wife is all well and good. It's interesting. We can all share in the fun that we can have in trying to figure out who died. But I'd like to point out that there are more important things. I mean, why are we so interested in this when there's so many homeless?
And Oh, man.
Oh, you say, oh, man, but you won't let me talk.
But I have heard that a million times. Why can't I open up the phone lines and get an original point of views?
Listen to you. Oh, God, you're weird. I'm simply saying that we have much more important things to worry about than who killed Robert Blake or William Blake or whatever his name is.
William Blake was the writer. Robert Blake's the actor.
Well, who killed William Blake's wife?
As far as I know, William Blake's wife wasn't killed if he had one, and I don't know.
Well, I just think that it's wrong to focus on this when there are so many trees and people who need help, sick trees. Here in Los Angeles, we have problems with sickening palm trees. And
yeah, okay.
So you know,
yeah, the palm trees are sick.
Well, it just, it's so, I wish people would think of this. I'm so happy that God made me such an original thinker. So.
Thank you, Doris.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah, that was an original thought there. Hi, Dean. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hi, Phil. How are you?
Good.
Phil, look, I think it's a real tragedy that this woman died. My question is, Phil, I know that it's probably you're getting a lot of the same questions from people. How do you think she looked after the shooting? Do you think she was still pretty, or is that a...
Oh, my God.
Well, do you think that's insensitive? Because I...
Well, yeah, I think it's insensitive.
Well, I'm curious, because I saw Faces of Death last week, and it was very interesting when you look at it, when someone gets a Walther PPKS 9mm point-blank in the face...
Well, why are you asking me that, how she looked after she was shot? The police said she was shot once in the head, shot once in the shoulder.
Oh, uh-huh.
And,
Well, you don't have to be hostile about it, Phil. I'm a friendly man. Everybody likes me. Was she pretty? She was a pretty woman, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Bet you after she got shot, she wasn't all that, you think,
You know, you're a disgusting pile of crap, Dean. I'm going to hang up on you.
You bet, Phil. Love your program. Always...
1-800-449-8686. Johnny, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Phil, I really believe that Robert Blake probably did do it. I don't think there's any doubt in anyone's mind at this particular juncture. I think you need to look at the evidence. And
well, what evidence do they have, Johnny? They don't even have the gun.
LAPD will tell you that, but they probably right now have the weapon. Okay, give me a break. She's shot. He goes in the restaurant. He comes out. The sun's up. There's cars going by. A little dog. A child. Come on. Come on, man. I mean, are you telling me?
The cops said they found the murder weapon in it. What has the sun got to do with kids and a dog? What's that got to do with the crime?
No, if you look at it, all I'm saying is, Phil...
You know what? You are like a lot of guys that call in with your goofball ideas.
There's nothing... No. I would resent you doing that. I love your show, Phil. Please, you got to understand.
I don't care if you love my show. What are you talking to me about, that a dog and the sun and a kid and a car and the thing? What does it got to do with whether they had the freaking gun or not, okay?
No, Phil, please, I really like your show. I don't want you to be mean to me, and I don't want people to perceive that you don't like me, because a lot of my friends listen to your show, too, and then we get together and talk about it for days on end afterwards, because we have no life, and we eat, there's still breadcrumbs on the floor.
You're a mental case is what you are, okay? Look, they got the gun. They do not yet have the shooter, as far as they know. If the gun, you know, the press is speculating.
Well, okay, right there. The gun that they got is a special kind of a German deal. And they said that it was rare and a collector only got it. And Robert Blake collects guns. Now, okay. And
will you finish a sentence?
Well, all I'm saying is Robert Blake, he collects guns.
Okay, Robert Blake is a gun collector. They found a very rare gun in a dumpster 3 blocks down the street. Robert Blake, but guess what? I don't think they found, did they match up the...
Why don't you finish a sentence for a change? And what has this got to do with the reason why I called, which is the Trilateral Commission? And then...
Bug off. Did you hear that guy? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Let's go to William. Hi, William, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Okay, so we want to offer up a prayer for the lady that got shot so that we can all feel good about offering up a prayer for the lady that got shot so we can go back to wondering who did it, right?
All right, you are a very cynical man, but that's not what I'm trying to say. You know, I love your show, Phil. I really love your...
Yeah, that, you're another guy that's going to tell me how much you love my show so you can get in good with me so that I won't beat up on you, huh?
No, I don't care. Hey, I got worse in the world. I don't need a... You know, won't be the first white man to hang a phone up on me. But I'm going to tell you right now, we need to not only offer a prayer for the victim, but for society at large. We're on the highway to hell. We need prayer. And I think that what we've got here is not so much that Beretta maybe shot his wife and maybe he didn't. We got a situation where society's sick. Society, Mr. Henry, is sick. And we have got a whole lot of stuff we need to do to bring ourselves back together again.
Oh, boring.
And we have got to pray to Jesus to try to bring our society back. We need a candlelight prayer vigil, or we need a prayer candle vigil, or maybe we need a vigilant candlelight. Maybe we just ought to stand vigilant over a candle and not pray. I don't know what we got to do, but we got to do it now. And that's the thing I stand for, action. Even if you got your head up your ass, do something, even if it's the wrong thing. All I've heard is how much this lady was sending naked pictures and all that stuff. How the hell with it, man? I wish I had some of them pictures right now. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you,
Yeah, that's it. Ain't you got a break?
Yeah, I got a break. 1-800-449-8686.
I wasn't supposed to say that. I thought it was somebody else.
Yeah, good. 1-800-449-8686. And we'll be right back with more of your comments on the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
And we are engaged in a very, very unique moment here on The Phil Hendry Show. We rarely do this, and that is bring on our listeners, our callers, allow people to comment vis-a-vis traditional talk radio on a news event. But we really thought that the whole Robert Blake situation, it's really cresting. Right now, the LAPD, as of just a few minutes ago, has actively asked for the public's help in providing whatever they may in the way of information on the solving of this crime. We just thought maybe you would like to comment on this. This much we know. They ate dinner in a restaurant. They came out to the car. This all according to Mr. Blake's statement. He forgot his gun in the restaurant. He went back in to get it, and when he came out, she was dead. 1-800-449-8686. Let's get right back into it now, okay? We're getting a lot of comments from people, a lot of people. The lines are jumping right now. Let's get right back into it. And this is Tim. Hi, Tim. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil, you're having quite a good show this evening. And I just thought maybe I'd throw something in the mix if I could. Robert Blake played a police officer on television. The program was called Beretta. It was on in the 1970s. I believe it was on from...
Yes, I'm aware of the show.
You're aware of Beretta?
Yes, I am aware of that.
Okay, this was a program about a police officer. I believe it was based on Serpico. And the Frank Serpico, who served the New York Police Department...
Yes, I'm aware of the TV show, and I know that it was based on Frank Serpico.
Okay. This was a television show that was set in New York, and...
I know all about the show.
Well, you're a real asshole, aren't you?
Oh, man. 1-800-449-8686. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good.
Boy, I've heard some pretty interesting people on your program tonight. But I didn't hear anything about the chocolate.
What about it?
Well, you know that there was a 3-pound box of chocolate that was found... in the driver's side of the car. You know that?
No, I didn't know.
I did.
Huh?
All right.
I beg your pardon? What? Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Uh-huh.
Do a little bit better job screening this show. I'd really dig it, Mike. 1-800-449-8686. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Did they say anything about the new pictures they found on there?
What, sir?
That's a nude pictures.
No, there was no nude pictures found on her.
Okay, my information was there. Some lady had no clothes on in one of the pictures, and she tried to get money on it, the whole deal. I think she's hanky as three coats of paint, man. That's my opinion.
Okay, but there were no nude pictures. And what your opinion of whether the lady was hanky or not, or ugly, okay?
Well, I think the LAPD has a better job paying on a bush pig.
Well, the LAPD's job is to track down every lead, okay? No matter what.
I know that. I pay taxes on like everybody else, but how come they didn't do that? And they're not going to track down who killed Nicole Simpson, or who might kill O.J., too.
Well, O.J., what are you talking about, who killed O.J.?
No, he killed. I'd say he'd kill him, but he might.
Well, they might. Somebody might kill you in your sleep tonight. And what do you mean they didn't?
They haven't tracked down who killed Nicole.
They've pretty much figured out, at least as far as the cops are concerned, that it was O.J.
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson, right.
Man, that doesn't make any sense to me. Everybody, I always got a bold opinion about that. I don't like it.
Well, you don't have to like it, okay? (clears throat) 1-800-449-8686. Okay, we're talking about Robert Blake and what happened. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, Phil, how are you?
Good.
So everyone is missing a very big aspect of the situation. I've not heard one thing said about the restaurant, really, where the murder, outside of the murder of the tellers, where the murder took place.
The restaurant?
Yes, the restaurant, because I have eaten there, and the food is just wonderful. I really recommend the penny. The tiramisu is to die for, and the penny pasta and the cream sauce, oh, God. And I think that if any good can come out of what's happened here, it's that people will know at least she died in front of a good restaurant. Because it,
well, what kind of comfort can the family take out of that?
I don't know. I'm looking for answers. You mentioned that you give your phone number out and you want us to call. I'm looking for some kind of good. And
okay, so we can all feel good that this poor woman, whoever she might have been, shot down in cold blood, at least she died in front of a good restaurant.
You know something, Phil? I hope that we can all say that. And I know in my case, I will take comfort if I can collapse in front of a very good restaurant.
How about this? How about you go in, you have a great meal,
yes,
and you have a nice rich dessert, and then you have a stroke as you walk out of the restaurant.
I couldn't be happier.
A stroke that sends you sprawling on the sidewalk in front of family and friends.
I couldn't be happier.
Even if that means your family and friends see you die.
Phil, I think you're missing...
No, you're missing my point. My point is that she is dead, and we need to find the killer, not at least she died.
I'm saying at least she died with a full stomach. I would hate to die hungry. You see what I'm saying, Phil?
Well, I'm not getting through.
I'm not getting through to you. And I think I think it's the weakness in your show, Phil. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, there you go. A little hit and run there from that guy. Yeah, that's the weakness in your show. You don't really get it. Otherwise, you got a great show, Phil. Love your show. Click. She died with a full stomach. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. And let's go to another call. Jolene, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, hi, Phil. How you doing?
Good.
Nobody has said anything about the weird lights in the sky on that night, but I know that there had been some sightings that night. Now, I wonder if anyone called in.
The night that the lady died?
The night that she died, yes. There had been there were three or four cigar-shaped things. I know I saw several. Did the police say anything about...
Whether there were UFOs the night that Bonnie Lee Blake died?
They're not UFOs. We know where they're from. Of course, we have been in touch with state agencies. If you wish to call them, you're...
Oh, really? Well, where are they from?
I'm not at liberty. But
yeah, see, all of you guys with your UFO, what difference does it make?
I would like to know if an autopsy has been conducted on her.
What difference does it make? Whether there were UFOs or not.
I would like to know if an autopsy has been conducted, and I do not have to tell you why.
Yes, you do. Why does an autopsy...
Because I think the brain was taken by an alien. All right, there I said it. Now I've jeopardized my own life and the lives of everyone else in my chapter.
This was not aliens. She was shot...
I didn't say it was aliens. I'm saying the brain was removed before an autopsy could be performed.
You know that for a fact?
I think it's very possible.
You know it for a fact that her brain was taken out before an autopsy?
Was she probed?
Huh?
Was she probed?
Was she probed?
Yes, I think that's English.
Well, gee, I don't know. You want me to call the cops and ask them if she was probed?
Well, the police are not going to tell you. I would understand people in the media would know whether she'd been probed or not. And whether there had been full aperture exploration.
She wasn't freaking probed there. There's the answer.
Well, I don't know. If the brain was taken, there was no need for probation. However, if her brain was still in her head, then it would have to be...
Look at lady. No alien freaking killed her, and her brain wasn't taken.
You are not listening. I didn't say an alien...
Oh, I got it, yeah. Robert Blake shot her, and then the aliens came and took her brain. I hate you. I hate you all. So Robert Blake shot her, and then the aliens took the brain before the coroner could come and get the body. Were they just waiting around for the... Oh, there's a murder there. Let's go get that brain. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, and we're conducting an hour of talk radio, traditional talk radio, just taking calls from listeners here, people about the Robert Blake situation, the murder of Bonnie Lee Blake, and what perhaps your views are on this. The Los Angeles Police Department has come out actively asking for assistance in solving this particular crime. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Ray on the Phil Henry Show. Ray?
Yes, Phil.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Well, great. Super, super show. I really wish you'd do more of these. You're very funny, but I really wish you'd do more of these kinds of shows. Just super. Just super in every way.
Thank you.
Okay, Robert Blake. Well, what do you want to talk about? I think, Phil, could I ask you a question? And I don't want to answer a question with a question, but let me go back to the beginning with you, okay?
All right.
I took acid about, I guess probably about a half hour ago, and I'm starting to come on.
You took acid a half hour ago?
Yes, I did. Before you hang up on me, I want to ask you this question. Do I not sound lucid?
You sound lucid. Yes, you sound lucid.
All right, so give me the benefit of the doubt, because I'm really enjoying this. I'm enjoying your show. I'm enjoying coming on. Let me say this. When you take LSD, which I've just done.
Yes.
And right now I can see the walls beginning to breathe and things are narrowing out. A pillow on my couch, you'll be happy to know, turned into looked like a kind of a Persian cat and crawled up my arm a minute ago. Isn't that something else?
That's great.
That's the kind of deal that's going to happen when you take that. The other thing that I thought was a lot of fun.
Are we going to talk about Robert Blake's, the whole thing?
You bet. But let me just go back to the beginning, okay? Timothy Leary tells us that LSD lets us see life at the molecular level. And that's what I'm seeing right now because I went out on my front lawn and my dichondra is in the shape of paisley patterns. Huh? Is that something else or what?
That's great. What about Robert Blake?
Okay. Don't yell at me because you begin to harsh my buzz. And that's the other thing I wanted to say. Dude, I just took acid and you're talking about murder?
Great. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. David, how are you?
Phil, I'm great.
And this is David Hall. He's our program director. And I see on the screen that you've called up because you wanted to compliment me for a change. And I appreciate that.
You better believe I want to compliment you. This has been, without a doubt, the greatest hour. I started the show today with you. Do you remember, Phil?
Yes, and it was contentious.
It was contentious. And we were yelling at each other. But I'm going to tell you right now, this is the greatest hour of talk radio that you have ever done. Fam, you've really come around, and you now get what it's all about. Taking calls from the average guy out there, taking calls from average people, and getting their opinions. This is what it's all about. You doing all the funny voices, you know, it's entertaining, but it's not, doesn't get the message across that we can be the great communicator.
Well, can I mention something?
Just let me finish, okay? And then you can mention something. I believe that if you do more radio like this, there'll be no stopping you. No stopping you at all. You'll go straight for the stars. You will go to the very heights. You will pass Limbaugh. You'll pass Schlesinger. All of them. Because you've got it, my man. This was beautiful, beautiful stuff. Now, what did you want to say?
You may not like it.
There's nothing you can say that's going to bum me out. What do you want to say?
Every single call that you heard this hour?
Right.
That was me doing all the voices. That was me doing every voice of every caller. That wasn't,
The lady that I heard, please tell me that that was a real person.
No. Every single call that I took this hour was me doing the voices of all the callers. David? David? Okay. I'll see you.
You have referred to pregnant women as food shoveling, name-calling, irrational people. You have referred to their babies as, compared them to pig and giraffe fetuses. I didn't call my husband any names in the delivery room, but after 9 months of pregnancy with you, I can understand why your wife did.
Well, Paula, your personal comments aside, certainly you've heard of women who have been abusive.
Some,
and
not all. Right, don't generalize. And men
so
talk about
words,
their
you know,
scores
you know all women.
At work, too. Do they not?
Women know all about you. So you know all women. What do you mean men talk about their golf scores at work?
Men do. Therefore, they're irrational and they aren't completing their work.
Well, they're not hanging around the desk all day long
how
talking
you know?
About the golf course.
You are generalized.
Well, how do you know
you
what women do?
No experience. experience with working women, have you?
What has that got to do with men's golf scores?
Of your patients.
What has that got to do with men's golf scores, working women?
I think it makes perfect sense.
Are you
you're
pregnant?
Talking about women
I bet you
$5
you're pregnant.
Their pregnancies
She's
at
pregnant,
work.
She's
so
pregnant.
Men talk about their golf scores.
I suddenly realize what's going on with you, Paula. You're pregnant. Because you're making no sense. There's an irrationality to what you're saying. And
well, let me, are you pregnant right now, Paula?
I am absolutely not pregnant. Is he pregnant?
Yeah.
He's totally irrational.
Well, you know, you're saying men's golf scores, women in the workplace, giraffe fetuses. And
you said you showed...
These are the terms you used,
yes.
Dr. Sadler. Did you not?
You said that you showed a woman a giraffe fetus as a gag.
Oh, yeah. Men don't hang around the water cooler. Look at that. Let me show
right?
you. Men don't hang around the water cooler showing each other their outie belly button.
That is
okay.
a total lie.
Guess
men
what? You do
about
too.
Men talk about their wives being pregnant.
And I'll
men
tell you
talk
this
about
much.
Their golf scores.
Not
men
showing each other their belly button, they don't.
We work with people.
Yeah.
We have
mm-hmm.
personal relationships.
Well, you know something, Paula? As long as you're not pulling
you know,
your skirt
Dr.
up at a water
I think
cooler.
You
look at
are
this.
A rotten
it grosses men out. Okay.
A terrible doctor.
And you bring your sonogram in, and there it is. While I'm trying to eat a ham sandwich.
I never brought in a sonogram. Don't you talk about me bringing
well,
your sonogram
you know,
to you?
You sound like
and
the kind of
so
woman.
And if you're so disgusted by a sonogram doctor, why are you an obstetrician?
Well, that's a good point. What?
Because I don't mind it in the professional environment of my office. But if I'm having a light lean ham sandwich for lunch, and I got to look up and look at you, no, thank you.
That is an
Boy,
excellent point of view from a doctor, a man who treats women. I think you need to go into another profession.
You are
I think
pregnant.
I speak for every...
Now, I know you're pregnant. Listen to her. The pendulum-like
well,
emotional swing,
right
the mania, the depression. You're alternating in terms of your neurotransmitters, the norepinephrine depletion.
Dr. Sadler, where do you, what city do you work in?
What city do I work in?
Yep.
I work in Flaring.
In where?
I'm sorry, did you hear me?
Where
do you work, doctor?
I said that I work on the beach.
In what city?
What beach? What city?
Over at this hurry.
Detroit?
At the Detroit?
I can't hear what this man is
listen
saying.
Listen to her. She can't hear me. She
That's
can't
ridiculous.
Communicate. You know, you really... I can recommend someone. I'm sure you'd think it's insulting if I did. But you don't sound like you have it.
What
Dr.
city
Sadler,
do you... I didn't even hear you say a city.
To say what city you're in,
what city,
your phone number
what
is.
City are you in, and where are you working right now?
Yes.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, because...
What, you can't hear, Dr. Sadler?
Can
you
tell
help?
Us where do you live and where do you work?
Hello.
Oh,
All
wait
right.
a minute, he can't hear. He's having emotional problems. He must
All
be
right.
pregnant.
Okay. Thanks, Paula. Can you reestablish?
Yeah, I'm back.
Well, what the heck was that about?
I didn't want to talk to that broad anymore.
Bill Hendry. Hey, I'm getting better. Wish I could stay sick with you, but there's too much.